Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend. Rick, I need your website, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com. And Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
All right. So check that out, folks. And you find your books there and your essays and your articles, all that's there, right?
Oh, and pictures of me, yeah.
That's worth the trip there, folks. And so what about your tool? You've got a tool there, too, don't you? You got a tool you created.
It's been a while.
Is it still there?
Frankly, I'm not sure. This is really odd. I'm redoing some stuff, and okay. I need to go back and look at some of the inner pages.
Get on that, dude. We need this stuff. Come on, get busy.
I will do that.
We're talking about seizing the moment with other people, folks, seizing an opportunity that how many times have I walked away from something, from a person, and said to myself, you big dummy, you could have done that so much better. You could have asked him a question. You could have engaged him a little bit more, a little bit better, or whatever. I mean, I've done it in my life, and I try not to do that. Sometimes we just can't get out of our own way, can we?
No. But you bring up a really good point. I mean, it's that I think if we don't have those moments when we say, "Oh, I'm a big dummy," that I think we ought to, you know, have somebody look at us, because that's how we learn, I think. Mm-hmm. It's one of the ways we learn, I could have said this,
learn.
I could have done. If you learn, yeah, and if you're not, you're not having those self-reflective moments. So.
If you can't be introspective, if you can't be self-aware, you won't learn these things, right? And you and I both know people who are like that, right? They have the introspection.
So, yeah, it's hard.
Somebody taught me this. I was lucky. I mean, I literally worked in a place where they taught us self-awareness, the concept of
it. Wow.
And I'll never forget that. It's probably saved me. I'd probably be in jail right now if they hadn't done that. You know, who knows? But what do you think? What else do we need to know about seizing the moment?
Well, you know, I came across this study recently. There's a woman named Dr. Debbie Cruz. She was at University of Arizona. I don't know where she is now. And she did research on how our brain works. But basically, she did a lot of stuff, but she looked at golfers and golfers who really putted well, mm-hmm. and golfers who didn't. And she found something very different. When the good golfers and the so-so golfers walked up to, you know, address the ball and the green, both of them, their brains are just firing all over the place with all kinds of stuff. It could be distracting stuff. It could be, oh, I got to make sure that I got my grip down. I got to make sure that, you know, the wind is all that stuff. They said, but the good golfers, the moment they got in front of the ball and had the putter there, something radically different happened. Their brain waves changed, and suddenly it was almost clear. And when she would ask them, they said, all I was doing is just imagining, paying attention as I swung the club or whatever you call it when you're just putting, and imagining that trajectory down to the hole, period. Whereas the not good golfers are thinking, okay, I got to get this right, I got to do this, I got to do this. One way we can seize the moment is to have ways, the moment we walk into a meeting, just to take a second and go, oh, here I am, that we put all those other meetings out of our mind. We're here for this meeting. And just that tiny kind of moment of truth can open the doors to new possibilities.
So you're saying if you want to seize the moment, be in the moment.
That's really well said. Yeah. And the best way to do that is just take a breath. Take a sip of coffee.
We all have to do this. Every one of us has to, because we've got to shake ourselves out of whatever crap was in our head before we got there, right?
Exactly. I mean, when you're, you know, when your technician called me for our thing, I was sitting here at the desk working, and I had to just take a breath and go, okay, I'm shifting gears right now. I'm not going to try to multitask while I'm talking to Jim, you know.
I do that. We all have to, we do this for big things, folks. I think we all do that. But let's start doing this. Let's take Rick's advice for smaller things. Be in the moment for every little small thing that we do. Hey, Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com is the website. You'll find his books there. Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Don't forget, folks, Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one of his books. Why Don't You Want What I Want, the best title book in the world. It's all there on his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Breathe it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.